Oh, there it is. 1 Samuel 16. For those unfamiliar with me, I'm a nobody, Brother Rudolph. Up from Lincoln Park, Michigan. I'm under Chad Reese, if you know that name. Just a nobody. And I'm going to be careful what I say here this morning, so he still lets me graduate tonight. So, 1 Samuel chapter 16. And we'll, if you're unfamiliar with the passage, I'm not going to read the whole thing because we'll skip down through 17 a little bit. But in verse 18, King Saul is being affected by the evil spirit sent by the Lord. And he says, hey, I need some help here. And one of his men says, hey, I know a guy. In verse 18, we'll start reading there. Then answered one of the servants and said, behold, I have seen the son of Jesse, the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing and a mighty valiant man, a man of war and prudent in matters and a comely person. And the Lord is with him. The Lord is with him. Pastor Reese, could you pray for us real quick? We're talking about the importance of being faithful, so I pulled out Old Faithful, David, pun intended. All right, he was the importance of being faithful is you build a testimony. I don't know who this particular servant is of King Saul, but he knew who David was, and he says he's cunning and playing. Man, he really knows the Bible. Says he's a mighty, valiant man. Man, he can preach too. Says a man of war. And prudent in matters. Man, he street preaches even. That's a bonus, right? And prudent in matters, a comely person. And the important part, the Lord is with him. The testimony matters. And that's the importance of faithful service. Just one foot in front of the other. You're building a testimony every day. You're building a testimony as you go. You should be, you know, a faithful servant, right? Paul said that the gospel was entrusted to him, and he's telling Timothy to find faithful men to entrust it to. So for a little over 2,000 years, that process has been followed, looking for faithful man after faithful man after faithful man. And there has to be a faithful man to pass it to. But you need to have a testimony. Timothy wasn't just going to pick anybody. Whoever he's picking has to have a testimony of faithful service. David wasn't known for slacking off. He wasn't known for doing a half-hearted job. You know, he did it heartily as unto the Lord. He wasn't known for just, you know, scrolling his Twitter while the sheep were falling off cliffs. He was paying attention. You know, tweet, tweet, whatever. And shouldn't we be doing that? Or, you know what I mean, you know, being faithful, not scrolling Twitter while the sheep are falling off the cliff. Amen. We should have a good reputation. Good reputation. David had a good reputation. Okay, we're one foot in front of the other. And that's what I'm just going to use myself as the example. That's what I've just been trying to do over the years. Just one foot in front of the other. And we moved over to Lighthouse under Pastor Reese a couple of years ago. And just one foot in front of the other. Just one foot in front of the other. Oh, they needed somebody, you know, to help fill in with the junior church. Okay, we're available. Oh, they needed somebody to help fill in with leading the singing. Hey, I'm available. You know, what is it? Just faithfully. You know, I got a little sniffle, so I stayed home from church. No, we were there faithfully. And I don't like using myself as the example, but I'm the only one I know of in this room, so I'm just going to use me. Okay, so, but faithful service day after day. And I'm not trying to brag here. This is just what the Lord has done in my life with the faithful service that we started up in no competition to the Institute here. Pastor Reese had a vision to start up an Institute at Lighthouse there. And we're having classes on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And since I was finishing up my classes here, he asked me if I could teach there. Why? Because I was slacking off all the time? No, because I had a testimony of faithful service, But turn over to chapter 17, And we'll look down in verse 51. 51. And if you're unfamiliar with the chapter, he enters the camp and his brethren meet him there and they start giving him problems. And it was just supposed to be a good day, right? And then the brethren start giving you problems. And David hung his head and went, man, and went home. Nope. Is there not a cause? This uncircumcised Philistine blaspheming the name of the Lord. All right, and look at verse 51. You know all the, you know, gets the stones and puts them in the sling. And one little stone went in the sling and the sling went round and round. And I don't know if you know that song. I had one of those singing books when I was a kid, and that was my song. My siblings were probably sick of it. And one little stone went in the sling and the sling went round and round. All right, 51. Verse 51. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. And here's the part I want to look at. What's the next thing that's the importance of faithful service? It affects others. Verse 52, and the men of Israel and of Judah arose and shouted and pursued the Philistines. So they saw what David had done. The importance of David's faithful service was the Lord used him there. And then the rest of Israel saw it and they got up, they shouted, they arose and they went and did something. You know, they say a smile is contagious. You know, good attitude's contagious. Negative attitude's contagious. You're contagious. But David was contagious. Because of his faithful service, the men of Israel got up and they did something. And here's what I like. Look down at verse 53. Caught my eye last time I read through this. And the children of Israel returned from chasing after the Philistines and they spoiled their tents. Because of David, they got up and did something. And because they did something, they got spoil. They got something out of it. They got up and served and they got some gold, some silver, some precious stones. Yes, it's nice that I get to get some gold and silver and precious stones, maybe, you know, for what I get to do. But it's encouraging that doing what I should do might encourage somebody else to do what they're supposed to do. And they get some rewards at the judgment seat of Christ. They get to get something out of that. And we'll just wrap this up. Go down to verse 56. Verse 56. Man, you can pack a lot in 10 minutes. And the king said, inquire thou whose son the stripling is. And as David returned from the slaughter of the Philistines, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said unto him, whose son art thou, thou young man? And David answered, I am the son of thy servant Jesse, the Bethlehemite. David does this. It's the importance of faithful service. King Saul sees it and he says, who's that guy? There's something different about him. He's got something I don't have. Who is he? Who's his daddy? And David says, I'll tell you about my daddy. I'll tell you who my father is. I'll give you, you know, the reason. I'm ready to give an answer when they ask you about the hope that lieth within you. They want to know what's different about us, why you can serve faithfully. The world always, you know, makes fun of you, but then when they have a problem, they know who to come to. Oh, I'm sick or somebody's sick. They'll ask you to pray for them. Sorry, I've been looking down here. I forgot about all you up there. But the importance of faithful service. You have a testimony. You're contagious and you just keep it up. And somebody will notice that there's something different about you. And it gives you a perfect opportunity. Let me tell you about my Lord. Amen. Yeah.